With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Babe.
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 Babe. Babe. I'm Laura.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is...
Babe. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. We're back for another episode of Babe.
Of Babe. Babe?
I'm feeling better after last week is the good news.
Oh, good. I mean, I didn't think you felt... You were just in a weird mood.
I was in a weird mood, which was actually just PMS, I'm realizing. Because now I'm on a rager of a period.
Right now?
Yeah.
Are you ever not bleeding?
No.
Jesus.
The birth control journey I went on fucked up my entire cycle. And so now I'm getting my period like at a 2 weeks different than when I normally do. And it's really throwing me into a state of disarray.
But I love that.
It's fine.
I think that we are now turning into the Sky Ferreira of merch.
Yeah, we actually are.
We are totally, we've gone full blown Sky Ferreira.
By trolling
with merch.
Sky, we trolled ourselves.
Yeah, because we keep saying that we're going to release these t-shirts, which are done. I mean, yeah,
the shirts are ready to go.
They're ready.
They're ready for the pre-order to commence.
But Laura and I, literally, like the day before we were going to launch, we're just like, wait, like, how are we going to get taxed on this? Like, we're not an LLC. We don't have our own business account, but we are actually making money off Babe.
Yeah.
So we need to, like, actually have an LLC. And we need to have a business account because we can't, otherwise the tax journey is going to be bleak. And God knows Laura's had enough trouble with the IRS. And
no,
I have a squeaky clean record that I don't want marred.
Yeah. And we've basically been like getting money into our accounts and then just like Venmoing each other, which don't do that.
But also don't say it. I mean,
what?
Maybe the IRS is listening.
They could be listening to me.
I actually
laugh. I'm sorry. I can't like not lol.
I knew you wouldn't be able to just keep quiet for the intro.
I'm not trying to jump in and interrupt. I just am lol.
He says as he jumps in and interrupts. Okay, so now we're going to just bring in the guest in. We have a really special, amazing guest today. Dear friend, loller, musician, creative, fellow three.
Okay.
Yeah, Edward Drosty. Hi,
how are you? Sorry, I just was giggling
and
all the...
No, you made your presence known.
I'm... I know. Well, my snort is very distinct. That means
your
I'm truly
your
wrong.
Rules. Always.
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 Until things hit, you know.
So I don't think the IRS is listening, but they could be because Lord knows that I'm not in good standing with them right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and I'm in really good standing. I mean, they take
so
all my money.
Fine.
They take literally all my money.
That's fine, babe. We're just being honest. We're not trying to hide anything.
I mean, I just got notice that I have to pay the IRS $3,400. I just paid them everything. Now I had to pay quarterly.
I hope they're listening so they know my truth, so they know that I'm not fooling them.
What did they do to
you? I just didn't pay taxes.
What did they do to you? What didn't they do?
They tried to tax me and I said no. And then now
I just didn't pay taxes.
No, I didn't pay taxes.
She said no taxation without representation.
Yeah, I said taxation is theft. And they said bend over because you're getting fucked now. And I was like, okay. And so now we're working it out. Like,
yeah.
We're trying to like work out
over
the job.
Coffee.
We gotta form an LLC.
I wish there was like an IRS person whose dick I could just suck and then like I could get out of paying taxes.
It probably
honestly,
is.
I'd like to make the IRS a deal, which if
deals.
You, yeah, let, I, you know, I love a deal and we have a deal master Ed here. And so if there's like any, you can be semi hot, you can be like a five or above.
Oh, please. To not pay taxes, I would fuck a toad. I don't care.
I agree. For a tax-free life?
Are you kidding me? I would be so rich. Oh, are you God. Joking?
Settle my past taxes. Yeah, if I would fuck three IRS people. I'd actually love it. I'd have if they were all guys, I'd be into it.
I'd have a full-blown bukkake.
That's only for the
I would literally, I would be like Caligula.
I'd let them pee on me.
Oh, I
what
would
about living a tax-free life? How far would you go?
Living a tax-free life, I'd include poop if that's what they want.
Oh, they could shit. I would taste like a freckle of shit. If it means...
One freckle. That's not enough
speckle.
Shit.
Okay, what, you want me to eat shit?
I think if the government came to you and said... An IRS, a fat-toed IRS man who looks like Harvey Weinstein is going to take a shit in your mouth, and you have to... would you do it in order to have a tax-free life forever?
I think I would. Are you kidding me? I would be so rich. I'm sorry. Like, the taxes take 50% of my money, maybe even 55%. That means I would make truly
it would
double.
Not be fun. I'm kind of crying thinking about it.
It wouldn't be fun.
I know. I would just dose myself with like black tar heroin and I would just go to my safe place.
No, you have to be sober.
Like, mega sober.
You have to be sober, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I literally will do it.
I'll do it.
I think when we think about how much we would save, all of us would just say, this is going to go fast, I hope. We don't know the time limit in this deal.
There's no... How much shit could fill up the mouth?
Oh, how much shit could really come out?
What happens if you gag? Do you have to start over?
I'm actually like vomiting thinking about it.
We would vomit.
But I'm vomiting from pleasure because literally the thought of living life without taxes.
It'd be pretty cool.
I'm literally coming in my pants.
You have to admit it.
Publicly?
Once a year, publicly.
But that's more exposure.
I honestly think... I just got a check.
I think I could go viral, and then you would make so much YouTube revenue.
People would just be like, that's the girl that had the IRS like, shit in her mouth for free, no taxes.
Hey, it's me, Lara. Well, it's that time of year again where I tell you the story about how the IRS man took a shit in my mouth and I swallowed it for no taxes.
You have to swallow? You didn't say that part.
Oh, that's part of it.
Oh, yeah. You have to swallow it?
You can't just have it and then spit it out. You could die or something.
You could actually die.
Maybe don't die.
No, you could
for
die.
All the money you would save, maybe, I don't know.
You'd be able to afford a good doctor.
Yeah, you just have weird parasites living inside
you. I think you can... Well, we should ask an expert and we should find one.
You know, an IRS can die from swallowing shit.
People do it all the time at those Berlin clubs, you know?
There's a whole group of people that are very into it and would do it for free.
They're not dead and still get taxed.
Yeah. They do it for free. Probably with big guys that look like Harvey Weinstein. Who knows? I think when you're down and you get to the level of eating shit, it doesn't matter what they look like.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm here for the food.
It's not about the person. what'd you say? Food?
He said, I'm here for the food. Oh.
Wait, speaking of food, that's a nice...
We've literally turned off every single viewer.
Speaking of food...
Okay, go.
That's
now.
A nice segue.
Great segue.
So I was in D.C. shooting. I was on a show. Ooh. And
wait, so can we just wrap up the merch thing now?
Oh,
because we just totally abandoned that.
Oh, well, I mean,
so
they're
the
coming out, I guess. We gotta
come
just
out when we figure
out.
Our LLC out. So we're sorry
so,
for
well,
saying
2 years.
Yeah, we're sorry for saying it was gonna happen and it's not happening yet, but you'll be the first to know when it happens.
We have to get an LLC and we have to like go through it with my lawyer, just making sure we're not getting like trolled.
There's a lot of stuff to do, and we're like trying to be business people, and I'm just trying to like be successful with money.
My accountant literally like his bones turned to crushed ice when I told him we were selling merch, because he was like, are you sure about that? Like, his teeth started chattering over the phone.
We'll figure it out and it will be fine.
Merch is not that lucrative.
No, it's not.
Unless you use the cheapest material.
We're not trying to get rich off of merch.
No, we're not.
Like, this is not our get rich quick.
What's the point?
Because we want merch, and it's fun.
It's fun. We like
have fun with the lawyers.
I know. For real.
Sounds like a blast so far.
It hasn't been, but it's okay.
Wait, so...
It will be when people are wearing it out in the open, and it's chic merch, so it's like...
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So, I want to talk about... So, I went to D.C., and I... So, you know I was already up on Eater, because I'm a foodie.
I'm a foodie, too.
So, I was like, okay, I'm going to be working long hours. I need to be soothed with, like... when I work long hours, I need to have, like, a light at the end of the tunnel, and that light is typically, like, overpriced Nouveau American food.
Mm-hmm.
And I booked some reservations on Eater, and I also outsourced to Twitter being like, hey, I need restaurant recs. And actually on Instagram, I made a reservation at this restaurant called Tail Up Go, because everyone's like, you have to go to Tail Up Go. Little did I know, the co-owner slides into my DMs and it's like, hey, my name's Jill, I'm a co-owner of this restaurant Tail Up Go. You should really come in, I'm obsessed with you guys. And I was like, what, Jill? Tailup Goat comes highly recommended from other people. I'm going there already. So then we went, me and my little producer friends, and Jill hooked us up, and the food was so good. My producers thought I was a legit celebrity. They were like, who are you? Like, I don't understand.
Does she listen to Babe?
Oh, she's obsessed with Babe. She was obsessed. And they were like so confused because she kept bringing free stuff, just free stuff all night long. And they were like, Jill. They're like, no, literally my producer's like, what is your podcast about? And I was like, I don't know. I was like,
not a lot of things.
And they're like, can you explain it? And I'm like, I can't.
No.
And then I was like, well, it's a bait. Like, when you start explaining it, it actually sounds psychotic.
Yeah.
And then...
But like, that's okay.
Yeah. So then, but she gave us all this free food. And then they were just like, wow, you're like truly blessed. And then the next night, we went to a pizza restaurant and I knew the waitress. And then the waitress like sent a bunch of stuff over. So they were just like,
you need to move to DC.
Who is
that? Yeah, we got to move to DC. I had really food FOMO from missing out on this experience.
I got free lunch today.
No one gives me free
food. You did?
Food.
Yeah. From Botanica.
Oh, they gave me free?
I was eating with Austin and all of a sudden.
Of course.
We left and they were like, it's taken care of. Granted, I didn't order that much, but.
That's
Botanica
so sweet.
Is like indie I hate rocker. Botanica. Like that's the hub where they all meet.
but like Botanica
out together.
But Botanica is trash, though. It is. I'm sorry.
I will not.
You're gonna ruin relationships.
I like Botanica.
I went there and I was like, I love this tequila kale smoothie I'm drinking, but I'm over it.
We had a good brunch there one time.
I hope Heather's not listening.
I think it's a beautiful space. Heather.
You certainly won't be getting any free things from Botanica.
You're burning bridges.
Oh, at Botanica? I don't care. I went there once. I was not impressed. I never went again.
Heather, wow. If you're listening, I would love something free from Botanica.
Why would you go to Botanica when Alimento is right next door? And Alimento
Botanica has a full bar.
Oh, I didn't think about it like that. It's true.
Also, Alimento is the loudest restaurant
in
the history
loud.
Of restaurants.
It's so
it's
fucking
a scream.
And you know what makes
it's
me lol so hard when I'm there is that they tried to put up soundproofing.
Oh, yeah.
And make
and
it look
so
like
so ugly.
But it's like, that's what you put in a studio
Wait,
when you're like recording.
Yeah,
those
there's
little
foam.
Squares.
Wait.
But they try to make it look like it's just like sort of minimalist art.
No,
but it doesn't even work.
Foam. But it doesn't. Wait, yeah, it doesn't work. It's so noisy. In fact,
so
I demanded that I be seated outside last time I went there. I was like, I can't
it's
do this
It's too
anymore.
Loud.
It's too loud.
For me. And you. And you, I guess.
It's loud, yeah. The
she
one time
care.
I've been there, I was like, whatever. I don't care. But it was loud.
I'm half deaf. I need to go somewhere where I can hear.
I realize now, like, I'm so sensitive to loud spaces and also,
like
darkness.
Like
yeah.
We've turned into our parents.
No, this is like you're getting older when you're like, it's dark in here. Like, when I came to see you, like, when we went to that party at the place at the Roosevelt and we went in that club and it was literally so dark. I was like,
bubbles?
Bubbles. And I was like, I could not see.
Oh, you told me that. You couldn't see.
I couldn't see.
You were literally like in a K-hole without taking ketamine.
Yeah. I kept thinking I was going to fall. I was like truly having like K flashbacks.
It was very dark.
It was very dark.
I can handle the dark.
Just literally.
I can't handle the loud where you have to start screaming and losing your voice and then you're like mishear everything and you have to like lean in really close. I hate the
so
close leaning.
Over it.
Yeah, I hate a close leaning.
It's the opposite because like when you would go somewhere when you were younger, if a place was dead, you'd be like, ew, let's get out of here. This is trash. But now if a bar is like kind of dead, I get very excited.
Yeah,
I get
too,
so excited.
I know.
And then you become
it's
the
so
loudest.
Nice. Yeah, and then
yes.
You just get to own the space.
If you're not the loudest one there, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now if it's like crowded, I get like scared. But then maybe that's just me.
Well, Alimento seats them real close together, too.
Yeah, they love a close
There's
seat.
Like a 2-centimeter space between each table.
It's also one of those places where you do have to order like 4 dishes each. To like,
yeah, it does add up.
But I love it. But I really love it.
It's delish.
And it's better than Cosa Buena, which is their sister restaurant.
We ordered from that the other night.
I love Cosa Buena.
It's so good.
I know, but I'm getting kind of over it.
Well, then don't eat it anymore. I don't know what to say. Foodie talk, pisses me off.
Have you gotten him foodie fights?
She's
a game yet?
She's really triggered by my food.
I hate Ryden's foodie journey, except I
love it.
I'm really jealous of the DC.
All my producers were impressed by my selection. I banged it out. Every restaurant was a banger. It was
well, yeah,
because
so good restaurants. I don't hate that part of it.
There's a huge...
I don't hate the part of you knowing what restaurants are good. I just hate you talking about it all the time.
There's a huge Bay population in D.C. There's a huge Bay population. Like, I'm not kidding you. My DMs were booked. Like, it was, like, flooded. My cup runneth over.
Love.
And they were like... So, apparently, a lot of babes in D.C., which, honestly, I kind of believe because D.C. is a city of babes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there? You've been there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Honey, it's like trash.
It's trash.
I'm not going to outwardly shit talk on any city. Thanks for coming to the show, DC people. Fans called Grizzly Bear. We'll be back again. I wouldn't move there.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's DC stands for like douche capital of the world. It's like, it's not.
Really?
Yeah, it's not great, honey. It's all politics.
It's
not the one.
Always wanted to go on a trip to DC and is my mom loves so many my times. Mom, she's been like, let's go to Washington, D.C. And
Wait.
Moms love a trip to DC.
My mom said, when I told my mom I was going to DC, she goes, I love DC. I want to go with you to DC. She said the same thing. Are you fucking kidding me?
Wanted to go. And now she's actually going.
But what is it with moms in DC? I don't understand.
You just love our nation's capital.
My mom loves DC. She literally texts me during my trip being like, I hope you're giving DC a chance.
Oh.
She, you're like, I didn't.
She knew that you weren't.
But like, God, I mean, I know she.
How do you get around? Is it like a walk city or a car city? Really.
My producer just drove us around.
Is it a bus? A public transport?
It all, you know what it feels like to me? It feels like one giant financial district.
It feels like a no for me.
But with not a lot of tall buildings, though.
No, there's a lot of gays, though.
There are a lot of gays.
Tons of gays.
Yeah, I had a gay evening there.
You did? Where'd you go?
You know Ari Shapiro from NPR?
No.
Yeah.
Well, one of you does. Mm-hmm. I know him through my cousin. He took me out to like on a Tuesday. Of course, every gay bar we went to was like five people. There was no one there.
Right. But
I got a taste of the gay.
Oh.
And then he was like, you can stay at my house with my husband and I. And he lives in this gorgeous house. And then I was like, DC's not that bad. Look at this. But I mean, you just need like $4 or $5 million to like just get the ball rolling with the cool vibes.
You need four or five million
to get it started, just to get be like, I'm not depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think I feel like that can be said for anywhere.
Pretty much anywhere.
$4 to $5 million just to get the ball rolling
and to not be depressed.
Yeah, to get a threshold for no depression. $4 to $5 million.
I was talking to my accountant today about how depressed I was by all my money was getting gone. He goes, well, think about it. I mean, if you make $1 million a year, $250,000 immediately goes to your agent, manager, lawyer, then $500 goes to taxes, and so you're left with $250 out of a million. And I was like, ah!
But at least you're alone, and then you get it all for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas I share everything with three bandmates and a manager, and then half of, before that, before taxes, there's another tax. It's called a record label. They're just like, 50% goes to me. Then it's like 50% is left for you to split with your bandmates and your manager, and then that's taxed.
But for your new album,
your
new album, though, you got into a new record label, right?
Yeah.
Was it the same old stuff?
We made it the same old stuff because we didn't want to get into like what is typically known as a major label deal. So it was still in like similar territory.
So you're more of like a free bird. You're not going to end up in record label jail like Sky Ferreira.
No, I saw her the other night.
Our queen, Skywatch.
No.
We need a song.
Saw her at a party.
Skymail? No. Someone in the Babe group said LOL came up with a great Skylaw, LOL mail, or God damn it.
What was it?
I like Skymail. I feel like that exists somewhere.
It does.
No, Skymall. Skylaw.
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 What is Sky up to now?
What's Sky up to now?
You were shocked when she appeared on my story, I remember.
I was stunned.
He called me.
By the way.
You will not believe who's in Ed's story.
By the way, you know me and Rossum got into a fight over Sky Ferreira, which is amazing.
I just had lunch with Rossum.
You remember this, right?
What did you guys fight about?
We went to Grimes' birthday party, and I was wearing,
I was wearing
a Sky Ferreira merch shirt, and Sky Ferreira was there.
I thought was going to be the perfect meeting of sensibilities, because like, who wouldn't want to interact with someone who's like a fan wearing your merch?
She's a goblin.
I'm not most people, and if you wear the Babe merch and
Laura comes fully alive.
I thrive in a fan interaction.
No,
I'm here
literally
for
if
it.
You know Laura, don't be shy. This will
no.
be
for,
she'll, go up
she'll
her.
Feast off. She loves this.
I never say no to a selfie or anything.
How generous.
No, thank you.
Wait, so basically...
But I feel like Sky would have been... She's very shy.
Very frightened. Like
she might be
bunny.
Shy, or she might just have brain damage. I don't know.
I'm not going there.
You saw Sky at the...
Jesus.
Well, I'm sorry.
You saw Sky at the party, and
so
then
I actually didn't see Sky, but Rostam was like, Sky is here. You should change your shirt. And I was like...
to what? You're at like a house party.
I remember this so well. Did you do it inside out?
I did it inside out.
Oh, you did change your shirt.
And then, or someone gave me like a shawl or something.
I fell asleep, as I always do at every party. And it was a cat house too, which really got me going.
I just remember that like the house belonged to like some frazzled older woman.
It's her PR person.
Oh, okay. And she was just like not having it.
I liked the house.
Yeah.
And I liked the party. I was fun.
I fell asleep for most of it, like I do at most parties these days.
You fell asleep. We danced.
My party thing lately is just get to a party, hang for an hour, then just find a bedroom.
You love a fall asleep at a party.
What is that about?
Is it a pass out or a fall asleep?
I think it's a combo. The other night, there's definitely been many pass out journeys where I'm just like, I hit a wall and I'm like,
but you don't also, also you don't like to Uber. I feel like you're anti Uber,
but sometimes. Okay. So for instance, I was not in a pass out lane at another party recently, and Simon was like all whoop de dooped up on goop de doop, you know, whatever. And I was like, I want to go home. He's like, I'm so awake. And I was like, no shit. You just took something to stay awake.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I also like just didn't want to oobs alone and like was kind of over listening to the conversation being like, there's some longs here.
Yeah.
But then I was just like laying on the bed and then I was like, I'll just go to sleep.
Where was this last night?
This was not last night. This was at Carlos's going away party like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
You're like, oh, I've heard. I know.
I don't know her, actually.
I didn't either. And so many people.
Well, she's gone now.
I know. She's gone. So many people were like, are you going to Carlos's party?
Who the
like,
fuck is Carlos?
I don't know. And I was like, who's Carlos? And they were telling me, and I was like, okay, like, I don't, should I go?
That'd be really good to, like, invent a person for a going away party. Like, are you going to, like, Tabitha's? Like, who's Tabitha? But then everyone shows up.
Yeah.
And Tabitha never shows up. So everyone's just together. I love that.
You can be like, she was here earlier.
Yeah. Hello. Table Tabitha.
You just missed her.
You just missed Tabitha.
And now she's going away forever, so I guess you'll never know.
Wait, so how is seeing Sky at the party?
Oh, yeah. What was...
Well, she's very shy. Well, I had taken a nap.
Have you met... So you were feeling refreshed.
I was at Mac DeMarco's birthday.
Did you take a nap? Freckle was you fall asleep?
No. I talked to her after I woke up from my nap. And Freckle was in the pool. Then I fell in the pool.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh my God, this sucks.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just got this battery phone charger case too. And then Mac and his girlfriend were super sweet. We're like, don't worry, we'll dry all your clothes. They gave me a Coachella robe, which was really funny.
Wow.
I had to like constantly like kind of like cover because like bits could fly out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I should just lay down for a moment. Again, not pass out. And he was like, here, I've got this room. Lay down here. Then I woke up 2 hours later and there were still people there and Sky was one of them. And I just started filming her and she was hiding behind her hair.
She hid the entire time.
But then she sort of like, hello.
Yeah, hello.
She's coy.
Yeah.
She is really coy.
And then I called an Uber.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so
I need to nap first at someone's house to like claim it as my own.
Yeah. You make you like to make your presence known and establish yourself in the space with a sleep. That's like, I'm sleeping. Please don't come in. Please don't wake me up. And I'll wake up eventually. And then I'll go. But first,
to me is when someone decides not to wake you up.
Yeah.
And then I like woke up one day and I was literally like, why am I still here? You should have just woken me up and told me to go. And he was like, well, you seem so peaceful. And this guy's next to me. It wasn't a hookup.
Wow.
It was just like a nice...
It was just
like,
a sleep, though.
No, it was just a sleep.
Like, wait, the owner of whatever house got into bed and was like, I guess I'll go to sleep.
Wait,
he
owned the house.
That's weird.
Wait, yeah. Wait, did that happen...
It wasn't sexual.
Did that happen at Alcohol Days? Was that at Alcohol Days?
Oh, that there it happened. I tell you, asleep everywhere.
I know. I've seen you asleep at Alcohol Days like twice.
I know that when they had it at their house. Yeah, it was. Just,
yeah, I heard someone shit in the closet at that party.
That I did not do. No. I've never been a shit in
a shit in the
someone
closet.
Shit in the closet. Yeah, it was a wild party.
That is who. I don't understand.
Have you gone to Alcohol Days?
Yeah, I went this past year.
Oh, yeah.
The new
it wasn't,
space.
It wasn't, did you go?
I did.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Mm-mm.
Sorry.
Let's move on. had you met Sky before the party?
I think the last time I saw her was the time you turned your shirt inside out.
Well, she's like a candle in the wind. Mm-hmm. Like, she can blow out at any moment.
She comes and she goes.
Nobody asked me if I was okay.
I've had some chic things happening this week with my Amazon wish list.
Oh, what happened?
What? I like that pivot.
Miraval. Oh my god. I'm gonna just like, okay, we also need to get into your journey.
I need to nap here.
We're gonna get into it.
I need to nap here.
So on the last episode, Ryan was like, you need to make an Amazon wish list for your birthday, and I was like, okay, so I did, and then I didn't really tweet it because I was like, that's kind of weird, I feel like, but then someone found it and got me a French press off of there.
Never.
And I was like so excited. It came in the mail and I was like, I really needed it. It was like my number one thing that I wanted on the wish list. And then it came. And now I've been making delicious French press coffee.
Never underestimate the amount of people who are willing to pay for Laura's life.
I'm a crowdfunder.
Freckle asked for the Venmo and she made like $3,000.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I asked for the Venmo me, I made 3 cents.
No.
Yeah, I did it as a joke, being like, Venmo me, I want to go to this place in Chile or something. And 3 cents.
Babe, no one's going to crowdfund your location. Honey.
I don't know. You might as well try.
It's always worth a shot. And then I think never the response staff. You get is indicative of like...
That's why I never did it again.
And then someone sent me really good beauty products.
Great.
Yeah.
That you had on the wish list?
No, just like randomly, this girl reached out and was like, hey, can I send you some like retinol products from this brand that I work for? And I was like, sure. And then they turned out to be Eve Lom. And I was
like, why don't I ever get things sent to me? I don't understand.
You don't need things.
I know, but I mean, you can always need things. I like candles.
You do like candles.
I love
candles. I have a free candle. You do have a hookup.
Are you kidding me? Who? DS and Durga.
They're amazing.
Fuck, I know. I love DS and Durga.
You need a LAFCO hookup.
Yeah, I need a LAFCO hookup, but I need an APC candle hookup. I mean, like, it's a graveyard of candles over there. It's just like APC burning all the way, like burning my money away.
DS and Durga candles will change the game for you, I feel.
I've had some. They're great.
They just always come up with new fragrances, which I love.
They come up with constant new fragrances.
I like that.
Oh, I love it. I love DS and Durga. They have coriander, which is like my favorite perfume ever. Mm. I got it from your ex-husband.
From where? My husband sells perfume to you?
Wait, no, what? Chad.
He sells what?
I told you, he was wearing it one day. And
what's
I was
it
like,
called?
Coriander.
Oh.
And I was like hooked. And I wear it
recently?
Every day. No, this was like years ago.
I was about to say, I was like, I did.
Okay.
Okay.
RV. Okay. The shade RV needs to fill up its tank.
Okay. No, I just thought you were going to, because we had a joke about me going to the gun.
Oh, that's like a whole, that ties into our origin. The whole thing is like, there's a lot of
it's like,
lols in the origin stories of us all meeting and hanging.
I know. And yeah. It was so long ago, too. It was, what, 4 years ago?
Pretty long, and it starts with me shading you for your fringe.
Yeah, we have like...
this is before. You and I met through Brayden.
No, I know, but then like when I first met her, I didn't like give her the time of day at my house party.
I don't remember that.
Got ready. You posted a picture in the Babe podcast of like me in the fringe dress, and then we went to Ed's housewarming party.
Don't you know that gays don't love fringe? You've gotten shaded for fringe before.
Why don't gays love fringe? No, no one ever told me this. They like, don't.
No, they don't.
They don't.
They actually.
Ed still brings it up to this day. I got rid of the fringe dress because I was
if you're wearing fringe, if you're wearing fringe,
I immediately was like, where did she come from?
Yeah. If you're wearing fringe, you're on the fringe of society.
Except they like, I have a vintage fringe leather jacket and they love that.
Wasn't that what you were wearing?
No, I was wearing a fringe dress. Right. You don't like the fringe dress. You're anti-fringe.
I'm anti-fringe. Fully. I just like, there's no need for that much sway.
We went to the housewarming party, right. And then you were like, hi. And I was really excited because I'm like a big, longtime fan of Grizzly Bear. Like, my laws with Grizzly Bear way back to 2007 when I saw him for the first time and got like near blackout at a concert and then was like, I'm going to go backstage. And then like just walked backstage after on
and
the
like knocked
exit.
Over a bottle.
I knocked over one of your bandmates' guitars.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, sorry.
I remember the show.
Yeah.
And I remember someone knocking over this guitar and him being like, God damn it.
That was me.
Yeah. Wow. That is crazy.
So I was excited to go to the housewarming party like years later. And then I was like, hey, I'm Laura. And I was like, And then
I didn't quite do it like that. I said, like, hi, nice to meet you. But then I like moved
on. And then
on.
You were done.
I don't remember that. That's so crazy.
Well, I wasn't like, he didn't pay attention to me. I just internally clocked it.
I think I remember saying like, something like oh, I didn't love him or something. Yeah, like, I don't know. I think I remember.
I didn't love the whole interaction. I liked being at the party. I liked my dress.
You should have brought your laws front. and center.
She was keeping them secret.
Yeah,
them
she secret. Was hiding them under the fruit.
And then we
the law sprinkled them on me.
Fringe suffocates
lol. We slowly got an opportunity to lol. You came to one of our house parties at our old apartment.
Oh, oh my yeah. God. Laura and I used to throw these weird parties.
Where people would go into different bedrooms, yes! Just close the door.
It was so weird. And then people also, people from the internet would come over. And they would seriously go into our apartment, say hello, and then literally hang out outside.
They
in
would
our front
go
yard.
Into our apartment.
It was
fair,
psychotic. It
would
really
be
was.
Hot in the apartment.
Yeah, but
they would go into the apartment. That. They would make a drink, and then they would just sit outside on the street and smoke
on
and
the
never
street
interact
and never talk to
most
anyone.
Most of them did not even say hi to me.
No,
it was
I know.
Like they were like true
who,
no.
What did
to
you do?
Me.
Just advertise you were having a party?
Not people from the internet.
Oh, you said from the internet.
Well,
no,
yeah. I mean,
like other
I'm sorry, like
writers.
Internet writers. Okay, okay. So, like, because when I first moved to LA.
I was literally imagining you tweeting your address.
Oh, my God,
like,
no. When I moved to LA, I was still known as like a blogger primarily. And so I was friends, quote unquote, with all these other blogger people that would come over, but they were like socially inept. And so they wouldn't know how to behave in front of other people. I mean, truly.
Yeah. They would just be rude to me.
I would just run away from Francesca and be like, which room is she not in? And
also,
that's why I hid in your room.
I remember when one of your friends got into like a screaming match, the Hill style.
Fully screamed at
it was
someone
like the Hills.
In like the hallway, outdoor like hallway area where everyone could hear the fight and just started screaming at my other friend. Mm. And then there was one party too.
I know what you're talking about. I want to say it. I won't say name.
There was one party too. Can we say it? I'm scared. Well, whatever.
An agent.
An
that was actually representing both of us, I think, at the time.
Got wasted.
Wasted.
Got fully blackout
truly
wasted.
Truly insane.
Opened a bottle of champagne, like, was like, wah! And shook it up, opened it, sprayed it all over the kitchen, and was like, wow! And then slipped in the champagne.
No.
Fell
no,
in it. He
no.
opened the champagne into a power fan that like, blew it out over the kitchen. And then he was like, yeah! And then slipped and fell in the puddle. And I was like, this
babe?
Is a business. For, is this a
yeah.
babe?
Yeah, I know. You're like, honey, you better get me some meetings next week. I'm
like, literally oh the cleaning God. Fee alone.
I know.
Sticky.
It was a babe. We had some babe parties.
We
they
did.
Were fun.
I think our last party was a bagel party that we had, and that was
oh,
the babiest
honey,
of them all.
That was the babiest of
dark.
Them all.
That was dark.
It was really dark.
Yeah, that was day drinking, which just doesn't.
It was a no.
Yeah. It's so sad because our apartments now are so cute and they lend itself to like a hang in the courtyard.
Your neighbors will go crazy though.
You can on the weekends.
We've had neighbors that have thrown like courtyard parties.
It's cute.
And it's really cute.
My
so
neighbors
thinking
are
of,
psychotic.
Yeah.
Really?
My Australian neighbor? Oh my God.
Who's your Australian
you
neighbor?
You have next door drama.
I've got,
do they report
wait,
you?
Wait, can
on
I
next
just
door?
Tell you something really funny?
Yeah.
Like, my neighbors hate, because it's like, I get one time I was out in my courtyard, like literally talking to like three people with no music on and right. just talking about our like moms. Like, and then from up above was like, I don't care about your mother. like, and we were like, it was like 10:45 on a like Saturday. And I was like, excuse me. And she's like, keep it down there. I don't know. I can't do the accent. And then like, she came knocking the next day, trembling with anger, being like, I'm calling the cops. And I was like, what are you going to say? I was like, literally like, what are you going to say? Like, we were talking about our moms in the courtyard and it like upset you. I was like, literally.
Wait, she was triggered.
And she kept,
triggered.
And she got like, escalates more and more. But then I was like.
You trolled though.
But I trolled back.
What do you do?
I started to play Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil. Peak volume on my speakers in the courtyard.
No.
Just to troll her.
Oh, you're in an ongoing
Australian.
Babe. It's Babe Wars. At your house.
But she gave up. I won.
She gave up?
She gave up. Well, she'll disguise her handwriting and like write notes if like my dog yips or something. And she'll be like, I'll report it to Animal Cruelty. I'm like, there's thousands of animals that need a home. This dog sleeps in my bed every night and is treated like king. Like he's just alone in the courtyard for 2 hours. Like, calm down.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
God.
And she just can't handle it. She can't handle that there's nothing she can do.
But you know, your house can get to a like a rage. Like it's like, it's a party place.
You party at your
the
house.
Biggest,
your house.
The biggest party was that, not the year after the housewarming party when I just like let, I just stupidly was
didn't
like,
you invite
you can bring a friend And then it just turned into like...
That was a rager.
That there, was literally probably 400 party, people came and went.
Was that the party that you literally, you just like sent a mass text on Tinder and was like, come to my party?
Not Tinder, but basically. Yeah. I mean, it basically was like an open invitation and like really like, random people.
Truly
like,
any gay.
Amanda Stenberg, who was like 15 at the time, showed up and I was
No.
Yes, now she's like a superstar. L-O-L. She was there. Rue from the first Hunger Games. She came and I was like, oh, it's so cool that you're here. And I was like... and she had like a 14-year-old boy with her. And then, you know, Phoebe Bridgers, who's like now like, she was like their escort at the age of what, I don't know, 20, 21 or something.
God.
And I had never met any of them. Yes, they were all there. I was just like, I don't want to get in trouble with the cops. And she was like, don't worry, it's chill. And to be honest, they were like way chiller than most of the gays there because anyone.
They were chill.
Who's been the weirdest person that's ever showed up at your house?
I can't remember their names, but like at those parties, people would just do the kind of thing where they like hold a cup and then just drop it and let it shatter and then just walk away.
Are you kidding?
It was there was like a mess to clean up afterwards. I met a bunch
like
of
people
guys.
Were just like so crazy.
I stayed pretty late there and I met, was it there or was it at your housewarming? At one, I stayed pretty late. And I met like all these guys from Vice, and then one of them still DMs me all the time.
Like trying to fuck?
Like trying to just hang out. No. And like, but it's like, he'll, it's like, I don't understand the kind of guy that just never gives up on the DM. Like, continues to be like, what up?
I've got a few of those. I've read them to you.
Yeah.
The one without any breaks. Remember those long ones? It's like, what are you doing today? Where are you going tomorrow? How are you? I can't believe this is happening right now in the music industry. I really, really wish things were different right now. And it's just like run-on sentence. And you're always like, yeah, it sucks. And then
I haven't responded in years. And without fail, at least once or twice a year, it'll be like, hey, come to LA. Like, what's good? And it's like, nothing's good. Like, we don't have like a rapport.
Yeah, like, let it go.
Like, what do you think is going on here?
Last time I was at your house, I saw a CW exec doing coke.
What? How do you even know?
You can't say that kind of shit.
Why?
There's lots of executives at CW. Well,
yeah, it's fine. And you were like, let's have a meeting. And you're like, no, for sure.
I'm trying to get a general. Always trying to get it.
She's always on her general beat.
Now I don't do like a big party, but I'm definitely, the house is known for like when people need somewhere to go.
It's always an after party.
It's an after party, but it's never more than like 40.
It's a known sanctuary place.
It's a sanctuary.
It's a sanctuary house.
You know what? Ever since Overpass closed, our house became Overpass.
Did you ever go to Overpass?
No, what was Overpass?
It was like this crazy space, like kind of basically sort of under the 101 that like opened at 2 and like closed at 10 a.m. It was crazy. People smoked in there. People did coke in there. People did everything they wanted in there. And the only way to get in is if you had to be on their like text list, and they would send you way more often than you wanted an animated GIF. And that was how you got in, is to be like, what's today's animated GIF?
How did
be like,
who was
being like,
who was running it?
Prior, I don't know, actually. It's closed now.
Prior to Overpass, there used to be this place called like Dinner House M that was like on Temple in Silver Lake. And I would go there a lot. It was an after hours that was opened at 2. And then you'd stay there till like 5 or 6 in the morning.
It was a Coke
fiesta. Like, really? You would just go... The line to the bathroom was always so long, and then you'd get in line, and it was just, like, chic LA girls, like, doing blow, and there was just so much coke that they'd be like, do you want some coke, sweetie?
Can I ask a question? And yeah. I know that neither, like, but I, and you've lived in New York.
Yeah.
You haven't, but, like, I find it so strange how much people want to share their coke in LA. They want you to enjoy the coke. And in New York, they slam the door, and they're like, we don't have enough! They're like, get out! Hold on, we only have enough for 4 people! Here it's always like, hey, do you want a bump? Come on.
People are very...
And then you walk 5 seconds, someone's like, do you want a line?
I've only done coke here.
Everyone to be on coke.
I've only done coke in New York.
Pretty much that I don't do.
Yeah, I don't do coke.
It's just like...
I haven't done coke. I did coke right before I left and moved to LA. I did coke like my last 2 weeks in New York, and I had such an amazing night, and it was so rare that like what?
I did coke and I had such an amazing
night.
No,
it was so rare. Then I was like, I truly like want to end on a high, like no pun intended. Like I'm like, and then I remember I went home at an appropriate time, 4 a.m. I like saw, you know, like when the night turns and they're like, should we get more? And you're just like, oh, I gotta go. Like, because you just know it's gonna turn into like Zero Dark 30.
Yeah, and you can't see the sun come up.
No, after, that's like, not good. So I went home at 5 a.m.
Amphetamine journey. I went home at 5 a.m.
I slept and I woke up and I felt amazing. And I was like, wow, this is really, it's time to go. It's time to stop. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I never liked it either. So
people in LA really, they like want to bring you in.
I don't know anyone who does coke anymore. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
You know a lot of people that do.
You definitely know a lot of people that do.
Really?
They just don't offer it to you. So you don't.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They know I don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true. All those gays.
So I get like a rogue. I mean, coke is kind of coming back in vogue.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like, I've been offered it a lot in the past,
you
like,
have?
Parties that I've gone to. Yeah.
That is so weird. No one has offered me any drugs. I mean, maybe they just know I don't do it.
I think they know you don't do drugs.
But you don't do drugs either.
Not really anymore.
You don't. What?
I have like moments where I do, but it's definitely not like a recurring thing in my life.
I am too fragile to do drugs right now.
My mental health is in such a, it's like always hanging in the balance, and like I prefer to keep it, like try to keep it as chill as possible. So I'm like, I'm just nervous to throw any sort of like major drug moment into the mix.
I will say, when I did a lot of drugs in New York, it was really interesting, because I think that when you are doing a lot of drugs or you do drugs, there's like a sixth sense built in where you can sense when other people are using it. So it's sort of like, it's just sort of like, I could go into any situation and identify who was on drugs or who had it. It was like a weird skill that I think people who use drugs regularly, which I was,
I don't have that skill.
No, I've never had that. I could, so naive.
I could totally figure it out. I could figure it out.
Yeah,
I can only tell when people are super stoned and they're just like,
yeah.
And they're and then I'm like, you're high, right? And they're like, yeah. And then I'm like, yeah, cool combo. Talk to you later.
Bye bye. What?
Nothing.
Knowing smiles.
There's a lot of knowing smiles.
There, I read something about like Midwest, or it was like middle American babes that a bunch of like older moms, are putting a bunch of like kind of like older like moms in the Midwest, are putting ecstasy in MDMA and brie and eating it, and it's called breeing.
Yeah,
and they and get together and they eat
what?
They eat MDMA and then they just connect with
and
each other.
And then they're like, we haven't laughed together or talked like this in so long. The article, the quotes and everything are amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I want that to be me. I would breathe.
Breeing is chic.
Breeing is really chic. That's
what's to breathe with an exclamation point? That's a good babe?
Yeah, that's a babe.
That's a good babe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a babe.
Way to go, girls.
Yeah, that's good. That's
connect with each other. And then that made me, I was like, I have not done MDMA or anything like that in so long. And I was like, I really want to do that.
Have you ever microdosed? I feel like you'd like microdosing. I've never done it.
I don't even know where you get a microdose.
I don't want to get in. I thought for a while, I was like, I would love to like find some sort of shaman that can give me acid and I can microdose. But then I was like, that's a lot of work. And
my
just,
friend
like,
microdoses and he says it like cures his depression.
That's what I've heard and I'm curious about it.
Yeah.
That's a depressive.
Yeah, I've heard about the benefits, but I'm also just like lazy and I don't want to. And I don't have the money to spend on.
I know.
I'm sure
I need
it's
like
not a cheap.
I need like a Postmate microdose. I'm just like, you bring it to me.
Yeah, you need a bring.
Yeah, I don't want to go to research microdosing. That's too much for me.
Oh my god.
We should talk about Ed's glove scenario.
Oh my god.
Because
we didn't talk about that.
We can transition back to our origin story, but these.
Oh
gloves...
yeah, we didn't finish
oh,
the
yeah.
origin story.
Okay, so then okay
after
so
that party.
Yeah, after that party, Fringe. What happened?
After Fringe, we had parties, and then you came to one of our parties.
I primarily hung with Ryan, but would see you until we had a crucial hike together.
But then what even made us have a hike?
I don't know.
Because I know, because we all got together at Akbar, and you guys hit it off.
Mm. We had a good lull, and then you were like, let's go on a hike. And so I was like, yeah. And so we went on a hike, and I had brought like my clutch and the water bottle because I thought in LA you just like hike.
You hike on a severe level. Yeah, you are a
you
hiker.
Go on like a real.
You're like Reese Witherspoon
hike.
In Wild.
I like scaling, crawling.
It's crazy.
Jumping.
Yeah, and I was not aware. I thought it was like Runyon, where you just like walk up a hill and walk down a hill.
Yeah,
and this was like not a clutch friendly hike.
No, it was like a real.
You took me on a journey.
I did get lost.
Yeah, and then we lolled at that, and we realized, like, our lol compatibility.
Your lolability.
Yeah, was really matched.
Then came your birthday, where we all went to Mexico.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun.
And that was...
and then...
that was fun.
Well, we had a bed bug scare.
Oh,
there was
yeah.
a bed bug scare, but thankfully no one was hurt.
Cornelia handed out Xanax to everyone the last day because they were all melting down.
That was the most fun vacation I've ever had and the best birthday I've ever had and then the worst vacation come down I've ever had.
Yeah, Laura, I just remember.
I curled
Laura
up in a
was
ball
suicidal.
In my shower
you
the
and Christine
day that we
crying
got
in that hallway you were talking about where people smoke yeah. outside your apartment. You were there too. We had all shared a cab or something.
Yeah, we
and
did.
We were all like disinfecting the, I don't know.
Yeah.
Trying to get our suitcases okay. And you guys were just like,
I can't believe this.
The next day I woke up and just took a shower. I like went and worked out and then got home and just like curled up in a ball in the shower and wept. And then
I left my suitcase in the garage for 3 months. I was like, I'm not using it.
You. I threw out so many
it's
things.
It's sad because we can't ever go back to Casa Potty.
We can.
I let them know.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm sure the bed bugs are still there.
Babe, who knows? We
remember
had fun.
My fish smelling room?
Yeah, you had a bad bedroom.
You did?
I was just like, whatever, I'll take whatever room. People were like, cool, have this one with like zero ventilation. It smells like fish. And I was like, oh, okay.
That weekend was wild. Everyone got naked.
That's the last time I had some like girl on me action.
What do you mean?
Kaylin. Oh, yeah. He
you hooked up with Kaylin?
Kaylin's boobs were in my mouth. I remember.
Oh, yeah. They like fully had like a sensual makeout.
Yeah.
And like, he like sucked.
How do you forget that?
Ow,
and then Laura got jealous. And
I
was
got
like,
really jealous.
I want to make out. And then,
no!
then we did for a second. She was like, nah. And I was like, nah.
I was like, you're not into this.
And I was like,
and it irritated me.
Yeah.
I was like, this sucks.
I was into Kaylin's caramel journey.
Yeah, she was totally caramel that weekend.
Yeah.
She's the one that got the party started because she started twerking.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was like, the first thing was like, oh, nice to meet you. So
yeah, we had like dinner. Week.
Everyone was like so calm, like, fun. And then like,
can't believe
and
we're
then,
in Mexico together.
I know, Mexico, she's going fun time. And then all of a sudden, like, Kaylin's like, let's fucking turn up. And then everyone was like, wow. Like, it literally was like people like untamed, like wild animals coming
Kaylin
out
and
play.
I acted like we were like straight lovers.
Yeah, and it ignited a jealous fear.
That is insane. I forgot that. I don't remember that at all.
Wow. I remember it. I have the photos to prove it. I have pictures that I could like use to blackmail people from that trip. I would never do
that. I never took my bottoms off, so I'm fine.
But it was like, there were some scandalous
Wait, you didn't get
photos.
Naked?
I was just shirtless. I'm not going to get like dick out.
But everyone everyone got naked though on that trip.
Most got naked.
I didn't get naked.
I got naked, but I prefaced the trip. I was like, just so everyone
full
knows,
naked.
It's my 30th birthday. I'm going to be naked a lot of the time. So I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but I just want you to know what my nudity policy for myself is. And then I executed. It was so freeing and wonderful.
I was out in the sun for literally 10 minutes one morning and I got
stingers
in
the ocean too.
No, stingers, and then I got this insane sunburn, the worst sunburn I've ever gotten, where it was like truly like pulsating pain.
Yeah.
It was horrible, but it was worth it.
It was a fun B-day.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
And a couple weeks later, it all came crashing down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That was the same year.
It was the same year. It was the same
week. I like
had
literally just separated from my ex of 10 years, like the week before Lara's birthday, and like got there being like, I'm kind of fragile. I'm definitely going to turn up and be crazy. Did that. Other things happened. Don't need to go into that. And then a couple weeks later, there was a party. It was after the Pink Martini concert. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And then
there was a party.
Ryan and I hit.
We hit rock bottom.
A rock bottom moment where we didn't ball together for a good 2 years.
How long were you guys friends
bottom.
Before that?
Only like 8 months.
Yeah,
which
eight
is
months.
Why the drama around it was so hilarious to me.
Yeah.
It was like new friends.
It was a lot.
It was
but
a lot.
Acting like we had grown up together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do we want to get... We're going to get into it because we can't just like leave the readers hanging.
Yeah.
No.
They need
what
to
do
know.
What do you want to know?
You went on a date with some with a guy who we won't name.
Ryan was dating.
It's Henri. That's fine.
Yeah,
Henri.
Henri.
Ryan was.
We call him Henri.
But I'm just saying. You went on two dates.
We went on two dates.
You went on two dates.
But I was obsessed with him.
And then,
which is truly hilarious because now Henri and I have been close friends for years. Yeah. It's like,
so you went on some dates, MDD. But then at that point.
That was, by the way, about a month or so before your birthday.
Yeah. And then you had gone on a couple dates, but it was like not going anywhere. And then it was done. And so then.
But I was devastated. Yeah. I was devastated. And we went out to dinner at fucking Bar Bricks, and I was, like, devastated.
After?
No, but after me and Henri stopped seeing each other, even though we went on two dates.
Yeah.
I know.
But you were sensitive because you had not dated in a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was still in, like, the Ryan O'Connell virgin years.
I was a total virgin. Yeah. Like, it was, like, for me even to go on two dates with a guy was huge.
It was groundbreaking.
It was, like, groundbreaking. It was, like, literally call the media.
Mm-hmm.
And then the media says we don't care.
Yeah.
But... yeah, like that was that. So then Henri and I stopped dating. Henri called me and was like, I think we should be friends. And I was like, Looking back, I'm like, duh.
Yeah, but it was sad and it was intense.
Devastated.
And we coached Ryan through it. I coached him through it.
Like hung out in my room and like blasted Amon Dunes.
Yeah, and we
was having a real comeback.
I know.
A renaissance.
So good.
And so Ryan overcame this tragic dating moment, and we thought everything was fine until this party happened, and then
I just would like to say I was in a very dark place, but also I didn't really take it into consideration, clearly.
So then Ed and Henri at the party made out.
It was truly like an episode of The Hills, because you guys went off together, and I knew it. I was like, they're fucking making out.
How did you know? We just went and got by a tree for like 30 seconds.
I just knew. Who was with me? Were you with me that night?
I was there, yeah.
All I know is that when I came back, it was death glares, and it was like, you or someone was like, you better get out of here quick. And I was like, what happened? What do you mean? Like, because of like the kiss? And it was like, get out! And I was like, oh, shit. Because I hadn't really felt the wrath before.
Oh, honey.
And
oh,
then
honey,
the wrath came raining down on me. Was I smacked silly?
When I get angry, I get really
angry. Oh, my
honey,
God.
Ryan,
it doesn't happen that often.
And road cookies happen the next day.
Yeah.
So I woke up fragile and hungover being like, Ryan won't talk to me. I can't believe it. And I've apologized profusely.
Furious.
Beyond.
Enraged.
The email that he wrote.
Like, fully betrayed. Furious. Like, angered beyond belief. Just could not believe.
Incensed.
Yeah.
And I kept trying to explain it to people, and they're like, is it like an ex-boyfriend of a couple years? And I was like, no, they just went on like 2 days.
But I think the context now, looking back at it, is
you were
like,
in a sensitive place.
It was a big, like, this was a big deal for me to really understand it. Like, the history of it was that I was celibate for a long time, and I did not put myself out there for boys because I had really low self-esteem. So for me to even pursue Henri and then have it not work out
that.
Was devastating. But
I mean, just don't think I fully realized, like, because I'm like coming from a camp of like definitely like live, laugh, lol, like just like, okay, here's a blowjob, like, you know, like just kind of like go to a party,
you didn't know the
random
backstory
hook.
And how like
I
intense.
Didn't know how long
I don't know, it was like there were a lot of factors.
The email
in the
was
mix.
Wild. And then she took me to a vegan's house.
So then Ed was going to like so this big vegan luncheon, and I was like, had asked me
vegan.
To go with him. Neither of us are vegan. And it was like all the way out in like the
Calabasas.
Like crazy far Calabasas. And so he picked me up, and then he was so fragile and traumatized.
I was
from, like,
so traumatized by your anger.
Because you freaked out on him like at the party.
Yeah. And
I emailed him in the middle of the night, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I had never like had such a confrontation before with someone that I didn't really know that well.
Yeah.
And so I was just all like, oh my God, like what's going on? And then she was like, trust. I remember he was so clearly I got in the car and you were like, trust me, just let it be and don't say anything. And he'll probably never talk to you again because that's just his vibe. But like, whatever, we're going to this vegan brunch. And I was
like, drive. And then Ed was just like driving like 30 miles. It was Nana driving. And it was like, we were using Waze to like get to the vegan place. And it was like giving, it kept being like, you've earned one road cookie. Cause
and
it was like, and we
was
realized obeying
the law.
Because he was going so slow that Waze was like rewarding him with road cookies. And he got like
10 road cookies.
I've never got another one.
No, because he was just like slow.
I was so literally, when I got there, and then I, like, she did like a healing on
me. Yeah, because I was like, I had a really bad interaction with one of my friends, and like, and she was like, okay.
She's like, come up to my room and like, maybe, and like, rub you with oils and like, talk to you.
Took him and did like a healing on him. And wow. I was like, it's not, it probably won't get better. And then Ryan was like, I'm never talking to you. I had a gun.
No, I was lit. I was incensed with rage.
And then for the next and then 2 to 3 years, I got to be in the middle of the drama. You know, what's Ryan
interesting is like, I honestly.
Which resulted mostly in just birthday trolls.
I know.
It was just birthday trolls.
Because then the anger then went away, but it was sort of like. It was interesting. The anger went away.
You got so angry that you couldn't walk it back because you'd made such a statement that if you walked it back and you were like, hey, I kind of overreacted and like it's chill now, you'd have to admit. Like, so you clung tight to the
I doubled
rage.
Down.
You doubled down.
I doubled down huge. And then once a year we would remind ourselves of our war by not inviting to each other's birthday.
That was always the like annual troll.
Yeah.
They it was just to be like all of each other's friends.
All of our mutual friends.
Everyone we know. Yeah. Literally being like texting me, being like, are you going to Ed's tomorrow's birthday? And I'm like, And then
likewise, everyone'd be like, are you going to the Palm Springs Ryan birthday? I'd be like,
and then they'd both come to me and be like, well, looks like I wasn't invited to the party. And I'd be like, I don't know what to say. Like, I, it's
actually
weird.
Me being on this podcast is a huge olive branch.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is kind of,
we're still healing.
You're now witnessing the moment where peace begins. Literally,
it's
like
only been
4 years later.
It's been 3 or 4 years.
It's
been 4 years.
Five.
4 years.
No, it's been
four.
Like 4 years.
4 years. Yeah. 4 years this month.
It'll be four.
No, 4 years
next month.
Next month. It was June. Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost.
Wow.
We should celebrate
our
I will frame. I'll print out the email that you sent me, and I'll frame it really nice.
We can burn it in a bonfire.
We can put it somewhere over here.
No, we light the bonfire and we burn it.
Okay, we burn it. That's better.
Or we frame it.
But I also love to remember it because it's so wild.
So now the readers know when Ryan gets mad, Rhonda O'Connell holds a grudge.
And double down a year later.
It's the grudge.
Yeah. It is the grudge 3.
It's grudge 3.
Sarah Michelle Gellar and DeVay
Chase. Starring Rhonda O'Connell as the grudge.
Yeah. I am the grudge. The human grudge.
Wait. Also, I have to tell this lol part after.
What?
The second this happened, you immediately were like, Chad, my ex-husband, let's get dinner now. And you were like immediately just like, God, he's the worst. Oh my God. Ah! And you do. And then Lara did even a crazier thing, which is so random. Not out of spite to me, but just out of like, looks like they're going through a lot. Lara took, which is so weird given our day and age and politics. Lara decided to take Chad, my ex, to the gun range. Get out some aggression. Basically, like, shoot your ex.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were like, I just want to, like, make a statement by having a dinner appointment with your ex.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you were like, I'm done. We're never hanging again.
Yeah.
But you wanted the statement to be known. Because you were like, there's gnolls over here. I'm leaving.
No.
But you were like, the statement had to be made. But you're going. It's still on Instagram. If you go back far enough on Lara's,
you can see the moment.
Someone checks it.
Or even on Chad's.
Prior to this moment, this like misstep I created.
It's not a misstep. You were like, here's the deal.
Well, here's the deal.
So you're recording this today during a day of gun violence.
No, I know. But
we were friends with Chad. We were. And like, and we were.
We never hung outside of me, though.
No. But
we were friendly. And then when the divorce
happened,
it felt
bad. Everyone felt bad.
Yeah. I wanted to like make an outreach. And in the past, I had shot some guns and I thought, and I enjoyed it and found it to be kind of therapeutic and interesting. Now, I had gone to like one gun range before, but it was like I was the only person there with like a couple friends, and it was just like,
it was like a law gun.
It was kind
range.
Of a law. It was a little bit of a law gun range, and so I thought
the readers are shocked.
The readers are
I know
shocked.
This is really off brand.
But it's my truth. I don't know what I can say except the truth. So I'm sweating. Obviously. So I was going off the basis of like that the times that I'd like shot like a weird gun in the wilderness, like, which is very different, and then like the one gun range trip I had taken, and I was like, that was kind of fun, like could be fun to take Chad, who's like gonna be a divorcee and probably has an aggression, to the gun range. We'll just lol. And so we get to the gun range and it's a true gnoll. And it's like, it's a so
yeah, you
easy.
Don't say.
Yeah. Go, surprise, like, surprise. Yeah.
We go,
a divorcee at the gun range?
We go into the gun range and they're like, hey, let us see your ID. And then, like, all you do is, like, show them your driver's license, and they give you, like, a basket of guns. And I was, they're like, what do you want? And then I was just like, I just, like, didn't know. And they don't explain to you, like, how to load it or shoot it. And they're
what?
Like, yeah. And then they're like, go for it. And then, like, you go into the gun range, and there's so many people just, like, blasting off guns. I started sweating profusely. Every time a gun went off, I was like,
oddly, you got some really calming, cute content.
I got
content.
A great, cute Instagram out
with
of
a
it.
Video of you being like,
that completely belies my, this. Like, true stress journey. Like, I was covered in a sheen of sweat. And we, like, shot the guns. I got, like, a cute Instagram. And then I was like, let's get the fuck out of here. I'm never going to a gun range again. And then I did. I've gone to one gun range since.
Wait.
What?
Wait, why?
But I also didn't love
why?
It.
Another divorcee?
No. But like a gun enthusiast, like friend of the family that was like, let's go. And I was like, okay. And then I remembered that I fucking hated it. And now I don't advocate. I think it's a really dangerous, weird space. I feel incredibly uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable that I went there in the past, but there's nothing I can do.
We're all sweating.
Yeah, we're sweating profusely. But it was a weird, it was admittedly a very weird move to make.
Very and then when I saw it, I was like,
it was a babe. It was babe?
It was a total
I definitely
babe.
Was
I'll
like,
post my,
wow.
Is it triggering, pun, to what? Post my two gun Instagram? Because I got another really good gun photo from the other gun.
You're all for the photo op.
Yeah,
the gun
you
range.
Love a photo
I
op.
You
love.
Should be in one of those calendars for the NRA.
If they pay.
No.
Hey, I'm JK. Joking.
JK, that's a JK.
Let's stop.
JK.
I was like, fucking JK.
That's like, let's rewind.
God, this is an airing
like,
today.
Move on
yeah,
away.
That's okay.
Right.
Okay.
This might be an edit out.
No, I mean, we can keep it in. It's lol. And it's a babe moment for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it is. And you've learned your ways.
Yeah, and I don't, I obviously do not support.
We've
guns
all babed each other.
Yeah.
And we probably will still babe each other.
No, yeah. I think that you guys have a lot of babing to each other in your future.
Yeah? We're yeah. both very active babes.
You're both extreme.
You think
you
we'll
guys,
keep babing?
You bring
yeah.
out
guess
babes
what?
In each other.
Not right now. We're having a peaceful
no,
babe.
But you,
yeah.
in other ways, you do.
Well, this year's birthday, you're the number one invite.
We'll see.
It's my 40th. That's a babe back to
no,
me.
No, he wants always the upper hand.
Oh, we'll see. So rude.
I know.
I'm just
when
kidding.
When I invited him to the concert, and
I'm
then you were
kidding.
Like, you hate concerts?
What concert?
My grizzly bear concert at the Wilter. And you were like, oh, yeah, I'd love to come. And then you were like, Ryan, you don't like going to concert.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
was like,
hate concerts.
Go.
I won't
and then
go
he was
to
like,
them.
I'm going to go. And then the day came around, and he was like, I'm not going. And I was like, the feud continued.
I was like, why? I was like, just tell me.
But I will say, I really love your new album.
Thank
I do.
You.
And I listen to it. I honestly, I just hate concerts. I really hate
them. You don't like concerts.
You know what, though? I was actually
that's
thinking
fair.
About buying tickets to the Hollywood Bowl show.
You should. Boxes are chill.
That's what I would do. I can only
that's what
do
I
a
got.
Box seat.
Yeah.
I sent
bottle
you the info. You guys have
seat.
The info for the good seats.
Are you going?
I already got tickets. Yeah,
you got tickets. Wait, who
with
you
a box seat with wait. Christine.
I want to go.
Well, get. Well,
can I sit with you guys?
I don't know. We'll look into it. Okay. I'm sure we can figure okay. something out.
Because I like the whole
don't edit
bowl.
That out. That's important information.
I like.
When are you playing? Like, let the listeners know.
Yeah,
the readers. You mean
the readers? Sorry,
September 23rd.
At the Hollywood,
Hollywood
Bowl.
Bowl is our biggest show ever.
It's going to be really
TV on the radio.
Oh, amazing!
Okay. God, I used to be.
And
I can't Caitlin
wait. Aurelia Smith.
Have you ever played a show with Beach House before?
Oh my! So it's crazy. You should ask this
yeah,
because they're the band that I've toured most with in my life. We have been on, I would say, 5 to 6 tours together.
I'm so jealous because I feel like I would love to see that show. That would be such a good pairing.
It yeah. was so fun, and like we did it. We have Beach House and Grizzly Bear have literally seen like the trenches of the darkest corners of tour and just been like, you know, like a full on like November Rust Belt tour,
right.
you know, like that uh-huh. kind of thing uh-huh. where you're mm-hmm. like, you know, maybe 20 people gonna show, like TBD, it's like 2006, like,
right.
Like, and like, it, you know, we would just do it together, like drive the vans and then just get really wild. And like, one of the funniest stories ever is that we were in Buffalo, New York, Rust Belt. Playing a normally a comedy venue, mm-hmm. which as you can imagine is circular tables and kind of random for a concert. But of course, there weren't that many people there, so people took a seat, which is always a bummer. Where you're like, okay,
a seat taken at a concert. I've really only been to one that was like though. Bonnie Raitt at the Greek, where everyone sat.
Well, I think
and
that's
an
Greek
understandable.
Or something, and it's mellow, and yeah. it's a. But this is like a small, very small room with like some black tables and some chairs, and you're like, the last thing you want to see is like kind of basically people almost like eating dinner in front of right, you, even though right. they're not. But we were in Buffalo, dinner and I theater. Was like, we've got to find the origin of Buffalo Wings, which is apparently a place called Frank and Teresa's Buffalo Wing Hut.
Wow. Okay. Oh my God. So
we
went, I love
but
that.
But we did, we made a fatal flaw.
Oh.
We went and we ordered like 120 wings, which is like the big plate, because we were like six of
between,
us or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But then all we ate was the buffalo wings, mm-hmm. which is really like a lot of acid for your soul.
Yeah.
And it just was really went down weird. But then we also then got drunk. And right. then Victoria took some celery and carrots, you know, how you dip it in the blue cheese and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We went back to the comedy club where we were playing a concert. She hid them in her hair. And she came out there and she goes, I just flew in from Frank and Teresa's Buffalo Wing Hut, and boy, are my wings tired. And then she took the celery and the carrots out of her hair and threw it at the audience.
No.
Which is a true testament to the early days of touring with them. I love it.
Oh,
I loved
love
it.
It.
I lived for that content.
Oh,
and
good.
Frankly, I think anyone there witnessed something special.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It was amazing. So good.
Oh, it's so good. Plug that. New Beach House.
New Beach House. It was out today.
No, a week ago.
No, last week. Yeah.
Out a week ago.
Yeah. Tell me about your glove scenario. So Ed is wearing gloves.
Yeah, if you follow Ed on social media, I think you're up to date.
I don't think a lot of babes do.
But I can't track it. I can't track what's going on.
Ed's having a skin journey.
You guys, I try to work out as I age, because as I age, I get bigger, and metabolism slows down, so it's like, I have to go to the gym and do it. Fatal flaw. So I've been going to the gym most of my life, not as regularly as I should, but I have gone to the gym for a long period of my life. Never worried about walking from the locker to the shower barefoot. Just was like, I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it finally bit me in the ass.
Wait, would you wear shoes in the shower, but then you would take them off?
No, I just would walk from the locker to the shower, and then walk back, and then, like, dry off. And
you would
do
all
stuff.
That barefoot?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, I just was like, whatever. Like, there's always someone with, like, a squeegee thing, and, like,
you learn the hard
things.
Way.
And also, you work at Equinox. You think that's going to be...
Yeah, you think it's going to be so clean.
Yeah.
And so then, randomly, like, one toe starts getting a little flaky, and I'm like, oh, dry skin season. Like, put on some lotion.
Right.
And then I'm like, ignore. And then I'm like, ooh, it's really, really flaky here. And then I was like, oh, I guess I have athlete's foot. But, like, whatever. Like, you hear about that all the time. So you just, like, get some Lotrimin.
Right.
Put it on. But then... It, like, I guess I didn't catch it enough, or, like, it's still unclear what's happening with my hands, but, like, then my hands broke out in basically, like, thousands of little bubbles, like poison ivy.
No.
It's horrible. If you want to see, I'll show you. It's insane.
Is it contagious?
No, it's not contagious, thank God.
Thank God.
sorry, rub your chair.
I know.
No, it's not contagious, but... I've been to multiple doctors and dermatologists. It's been trolling me hard for 2 weeks, because I literally am like Diane Keaton, Michael Jackson, like everywhere I go with these like cloth gloves on with like prescription ointments.
Wait, so what is it? What do you have?
Well, it's either an autoimmune reaction to the fact that I let my athlete's foot go too far.
Because the athlete's foot's bad. Like, I thought, I've gotten athlete's foot from Equinox, like, 10 years ago. I had the same thing at Equinox in Santa Monica, where I was like, live, laugh, love, shower barefoot, never shower barefoot at any public, any public space. It's just like, you should not do that. But I did it, and then I got athlete's foot, and so then I learned the hard way. So I thought... I was like, oh, athlete's foot, like, sucks, but whatever. And then his hand started happening, and he was texting me about it. So I was like, I want to see pics. Like, I need the receipts. And then he sent me a picture of his athlete's foot, and it truly chilled me. I gasped. And then I was like, I did not know. Like, it's gone beyond athlete's foot into, like, it could be, like, meme territory. And so it's
really
bad.
How do you fix it?
Well, the odd thing is that my foot doesn't hurt at all.
Okay.
So it's like this weird, I'm on medication for it, so I think it's like slowly healing. But the things on my hands just keep growing. It's either an autoimmune response to it, or it's something called dihidrotic eczema, which is caused by stress or allergies or touching a fungal infection, which seems like choice number three.
Right.
But at the same time, then I went to my dermatologist and he's like, no, it's not dihidrotic eczema. It's the worst. It's like poison ivy all over, but only on your hands and on the palm of your hands. And
is it
all
uncomfortable to the touch?
It's itchy, right?
Oh my God, it's itchy. I like, this hurts. Like, to like make a clench of my hand. It's the ultimate. Wow. Babe! Whatever that is.
So wait, so you probably got it from touching stuff at Equinox? Like,
no, I think I got it from applying ointment to my athlete's foot.
And then washing your hands.
Or, as the other derm said, like letting the athlete's foot go too far where it like basically got in my bloodstream and decided to give me like a neutral.
So what's the diagnosis?
Like, the diagnosis is literally like everyone's like, I don't know. Like, hopefully it goes away someday. It just grows. Every morning I wake up and I find a new part of my hand covered in it.
Do you put ointment on it now?
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do a show.
You have to edit this out because this takes time and you need like light.
Oh, it's fine.
Or I can just show you a video I took recently. Yeah. How about that?
Wait, I'm so intrigued because I have weird skin stuff happening all the time. Remember when I got a massage and my hair follicle got infected?
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I guess the guy was like not sanitary or something. Gross. So,
thank God I don't look like that. I'm looking at bad examples on Google. My bad.
I've gotten athlete's foot a couple times. I got it once at boarding school because it's like you just are showering and like you catch everything from everyone.
But you know what I will say?
What?
My viewership loves derm drama.
Oh, yeah.
They're obsessed with it. I get like...
People love skin problems.
Hundreds and hundreds of DMs about new things to solve it. Yep. But of course, it's like conflicting. It's like, put your hand in the microwave or like rub it in oatmeal. It's like everyone's got a new idea. Swallow apple cider vinegar, which everyone seems to agree on.
I don't know. I think it's like one of those things that you just have to... way to be patient and like
your skin is bathing out, but it usually goes back to being a babe.
It's a huge troll though because it's like you can't really type that well. I had to cut a little hole in my finger for my thumb because we all need access to touch things,
right?
And luckily the tip of my thumb isn't infected and doesn't have it. Oh my God. It's just like I am going on tour next week and I literally can't hold a guitar and play guitar, which is like a mega troll. Luckily I don't play guitar on that much, so that's not the end of the world. We'll just have to make the set sort of...
Is there
now I'm itching at Scott's. Okay, let's move on. Yeah. All right, it's horrible. It's not even funny. It's just depressing.
No, it's depressing. But it's also like...
Maybe it's funny to some people out there.
Okay. Is it reader mail time?
Yeah, let's do reader mail.
Dear Lauren Ryan. Gonorrhea Girl is back.
Oh my God.
Ooh, is this someone that came on before?
This is just a reader that we have that is always like emailing. I listened
to a bunch of them out of order.
Yeah, it's GG Gonorrhea Girl. She's always like checking in. Yeah.
Okay. Because so she's had a bad gonorrhea bout?
Well, she thought she had
gonorrhea.
I think it's a he.
Yeah. I can't remember. Now I can't remember if he or she had gonorrhea or what's happening.
Something with gonorrhea.
They earned the nickname Gonorrhea Girl. And so now Gonorrhea Girl.
He or she?
Both.
Okay. Who knows?
I think it's a he.
Yeah, I think it's a he too.
Dear Lauren Ryan, sorry my delayed follow-up email about my sugar daddy journey. I've been in a weird depression K-hole the last week, brought on by seeing my ex last weekend, the one that I thought gave me gonorrhea, and the idea of going home for Mother's Day and interacting with my family. I thought I could pull myself out of it by not drinking all week. I was successful 3 out of 5 days, and I only had 2 beers on the other, so I was basically sober. Successful 2 beers and the others.
That's me on a sober week.
Yeah, that's good.
But then I took a Percocet and a Xanax to deal with my crazy sister.
Okay, there you go.
So who knows where
there you go. I was feeling supportive.
I love Gigi.
Yeah.
Gigi.
Okay.
It was also great to hear that Dr. Deanie thinks my life is a joke and that I'm a character. I wish I was joking too. The sugar daddy ruse was obviously a scam. The day after I messaged you, I researched common scams, and this is obviously one of them. The money posted on my credit card statement for a few days, which got me excited, and then returned 3 days later because, duh, this was a scam. I haven't rejoined any of these websites, partly because of the depression K-hole, and also because I'm way too obsessed with myself to actually give a sugar daddy time and attention. While I'm here, I figured I would say that I'm 100% in support of Ryan's rimming journey. I love both eating ass and getting my ass eaten.
Okay.
I completely agree that if you're going to eat ass, you have to do it enthusiastically. Just giving a quick lick doesn't feel good for anyone.
Nope.
Agree.
No.
A guy I was hooking up with once told me I ate ass like a straight guy. I'm not really sure what that means since I've never had a straight guy eat my ass, and I wasn't really sure if it was a compliment, but he seemed to like it.
Oh, okay.
I stopped seeing him after he started taking taking stalker pics of me from afar when I wasn't responding to his texts.
What?
I'm going to pivot again with another anyways and say that my babe of the week goes are Grimes going to the Met Ball and dating Elon Musk, and also Sky Ferreira, who is continuing to release music that is not her EP or album. My babe of the week is Shawn, who I've been obsessed with for a year and Shawn. Released the most... Shawn?
Oh, Shawn. I love Shawn. Oh, yeah, he's definitely a gay. Shawn, yeah.
And released the most amazing album with a feature from Sky. I feel like you might tangentially know him, so please give him all my love and maybe my contact info. Love and light, Gigi.
Shun's so cute.
Shun's so cute. Shun's taken.
Shun's taken. Cody Critchlow's taken, but directed the video with Lara in it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a great video.
With Busy in it.
So if you haven't seen, you better Google it.
Yeah, you better get on there and watch it.
My music video debut. And Gigi... I'm sorry you're in a depression K-hole, but I hope this brings you out of it. Your life is not a joke. And
I think you sound cool.
Any
as fuck.
Character.
Yeah, good music taste. And he loves to rim. He loves Shun.
He loves
Percocet, which I mean, I feel like he's my 24-year-old self. Yeah,
he lives for the Elon Grimes troll that is happening in the world.
I don't give a shit about the Grimes and Elon thing.
I think it's meme-tastic.
But wait, I think it's meme-tastic, and I think it's great. No, like,
I don't care. Like, I'm like, wait, duh, of course they would end together. Like, why is everyone surprised? It doesn't shock me at all.
Like, kind of surprises me.
I don't...
It surprises me, but in a fun way, and it makes me like the world a little bit more because it's so random.
Would anyone Elon Musk if he wasn't Elon Musk?
No.
So that's what I mean.
But, like... That's the whole thing. Like, he's Elon Musk, and that means that he has $80 billion or whatever.
I just want Grimes to release new music.
So I'm saying that Elon Musk is really attractive because
of $80 million.
He's fucking rich, yeah. Because not only because of that, but because he's also built, like, he's done a lot of cool shit. And that cool shit has happened to net him, like, billions of dollars. So it's all cool. But if he was just, like, some random guy in a fucking weird apartment.
What if he was a random guy and did a lot of cool shit, but that just didn't take off?
Like what?
Like what?
Like same ideas, but like people were just like, sorry, we're not into an electric car.
I mean, like, I don't think that would be a... I don't think that would be...
You really stumped her on that one.
Yeah, because I don't think that...
Stumped!
Because if he was making an electric car, that connotes that he has money to make an electric car.
I don't know. Like, I'm not...
If Elon Musk was just some random guy that built an electric car, poured all his money into it, and everyone was like, whatever...
Would you still be horns for him?
I don't care.
Depends. Is he a loller? Does he have a good personality?
I don't know. Like, I haven't met him yet.
But, like, who cares? Just Grimes, go to work. You know what I mean? Like,
what does that mean?
Like, I want her to release a new album. And I feel like she's entering Sky Ferreira territory of, like, being like...
People need breaks from the industry, and there's a lot I can say about that on another episode.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with her doing whatever she
I support
she
everyone
needs
to take as long as they need
that's
to
true.
Get their mental health together.
For sure.
Because touring and the whole journey of whatever you want to call it is not...
Yeah, talk about taking a toll on your body.
Well,
a toll troll.
Because everything you eat is always late at night after the show. Because you can't perform on a full stomach. So then, what's open late at night? Pizza or Thai food? Then you're fat. Then you go to sleep. Anyways, go on.
Dear Lauren Ryan, love the Babe Cast. As an expat living far away in the land of soccer fanatics, it's truly a fresh breeze in my ears. When I'm feeling homesick, it's nice to hear your banter. It brings me home.
Because we basically sound like LA. We have like LA drawl.
But I've been gone so long that this foreign babe needs some help. What does TBD mean?
Oh.
I looked it up and it's to be decided, but I feel like that's not what you're saying. Thanks from your number one fan of Marseille. Live, laugh, love.
It's to be determined.
Yeah, it's just determined. To be determined. It is what you.
TBD.
Yeah,
it could be to be decided, but yeah, determined correct. Is the preferred.
Yeah, to be determined. Yeah. And every like lots of things in this life, as you know, dear reader, are TBD.
Yeah.
Ed you know Pan drama.
Oh, TBD. My hand drama is TBD.
Thank you for being here, Ed.
Thanks for being
so
here,
much
Ed.
Being the guest.
It was super fun. I was honored
it was really
to be a
fun.
Guest. I loved it. I learned a lot.
Tell everyone where they can find you if they don't already know, and plug yourself for the readers.
Oh, I want to plug myself for the readers. You can find me online, edrosti on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use Twitter, and the band is called Grizzly Bear. And...
And
Lars
the album, Painted
shows.
Ruins.
Painted Ruins is a new album.
Yeah.
Even Ryan cosigns. We've got double babe cosign.
I like it.
It's mm-hmm. a babe with an exclamation point. That's
yeah,
the best one.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thanks, guys. You guys are super sweet for having me.
Thank you. You're welcome back anytime.
I hope so. And I'll bring the mirror ball.
Follow us on Instagram at Babe Podcast. Write us reader mail, babepodcast@gmail.com.
And don't forget to send your location.
Don't forget to send your location because we need to know where you're at. And also, check out babepodcast.com for updates, new episodes. And if you're feeling generous, you can get involved on our Patreon at patreon.com/babepodcast. Thank you. Bye.